Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 10th of April 2024. The Bible reading today is Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 to 9. This is what God, the Lord, says. The Creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. To open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another, or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. Today's article, titled Eyes to See, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Genevieve had to be the eyes for her three children, each born with congenital cataracts. Whenever she took them into their village in the Republic of Benin of West Africa, she strapped the baby onto her back and held on to the arm and hand of her older two, always looking for danger. In a culture where blindness was thought to be caused by witchcraft, Genevieve despaired and cried out to God for help. Then, a man from her village told her about Mercy Ships, a ministry that provides vital surgeries to honour Jesus' model of bringing hope and healing to the poor. Uncertain if they could help, she approached them. When the children woke up after their surgeries, they could see. God's story has always been about coming alongside those shrouded in darkness and bringing his light. The prophet Isaiah declared that God would be a light for the Gentiles. He would open eyes that are blind, restoring not only physical sight but spiritual vision as well. And he promised to take hold of his people's hand. He restored sight to the blind and brought light to those living in the darkness. If you feel overcome by darkness, cling to hope as you embrace the promises of our loving Father while asking for his light to bring illumination. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you desire that no one would live in darkness. Release your love on those who are blinded in any way that they might see. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Lorraine, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.